All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. And today's episode, as you guys have already read the title, we're going to talk about Superman the Animated Series. In particular, kind of what I feel like makes it a very underrated DC Animated Series that I feel like doesn't get as much talk, or I shouldn't even say that. A 90s animated cartoon from like for superheroes that just doesn't always get the love and talk about that I always feel like it should. You know, recently, you know, DC released Superman the Animated Series on Blu-ray, and I went back and rewatched it. And for the most part, that series holds up extremely well in comparison to, you know, most. And you can tell when DC did it. From writers Paul Dini and Bruce Timm, you know, they very much had established a much more solid structure when they did it. They tried to do a little bit like how Batman the Animated Series was, and you can tell they mixed those elements, but you could tell they also had the idea of like, hey, we have a story we want to tell. We want to give the world, especially these new kids, you know, a definitive Superman. And to be honest, I think they nailed him. I think to this day, and I think there's one of the series I feel like to this day that could match it. But I think Superman the Animated Series gave fans a definitive Superman. And the fact that in the comic books we have not gotten that compared in a long time compared to, you know, maybe Patrick Gleason and Peter J. Tomasi's run. You know, that's like really the closest thing I could say that gives you a classic or at least a definitive Superman run. In this term of that, I feel like Superman the Animated Series gave you a definitive Superman story, gave you a definitive Superman run. If it was a comic book, it'd be perfect. I mean, they, in a lot of ways, what Bruce Timm and Paul Dini and everybody that worked on the Superman the Animated Series did is they pulled a lot from John Byrne's Superman run, a lot of the 80s and 90s comics, along with some of the earlier stuff too. And you could tell that they had influence on it. But those, you know, I feel like the John Byrne run really redefined the series. And in a lot of ways, you could tell that's where they pulled from. You know, recently I've been reading a lot more John Byrne Superman, and I could really feel like where they were pulling and see where with his retconning certain things and manipulating certain things, you could tell that the ideas were much easier to pull from that than they were to try and pull from a long time ago of Superman, where he hadn't been really retconned or redone since before John Byrne took over in 84, he hadn't been had any real definitive update since probably, the 40s and 50s, back when he first started out. And I mean, even then, he was consistently the biggest character at that time, and that was Superman. And he just needed to just get redone. And I feel like that's what Superman the Animated Series really did with the DC animated universe, and particularly with cartoons. You know, it gave the ability for it. I shouldn't even say gave the ability. It continued the idea of more adult stories. Yes, Batman the Animated Series really did, you know, put that out there that you could do it from, you know, On the Other Wings and, you know, all the crazy Batman animated series stories that they were able to put out. You know, from Race to Joker to Penguin and just giving definitiveness to that. I think that's where Superman the Animated Series did a little bit better. You know, you got a definitive Lex Luthor that was voiced by Clancy Brown. You got a ridiculously creepy toy man who I think if you put him in the movies could be perfectly well done. Wouldn't be anything and it would be a shot at some toy collectors. But I mean, end of the day, I think it would be pretty funny. Because, I mean, as a toy collector myself, I'd be like, well, I can definitely see why they picked it. And then, you know, from characters like Parasite, Parasite, and Livewire and Volcana and Lobo, you know, they really got their shine. And then even going even beyond that, you know, having the fourth world, which was created by Jack Kirby with the New Gods and, you know, all the craziness that is with Highfather and Darkseid, really getting to play with those elements really gave more weight. In a lot of ways, they really redefined not only the character of Superman, but they redefined a lot of what the fourth world really was with the New Gods. And they just made it more contemporary, I guess is best way to put it. You know, they really made Darkseid a true threat. And I think that was, to me, one of the true highlights of the show. You could tell that with Superman and Darkseid, you know, started from season two. You know, they really built that up. And even after Superman the Animated Series ended, you know, going to Justice Unlimited, they continued that. And they really showed, like, you know, Lex Luthor and Superman were always going to be enemies. But Superman's true villain ended up being Darkseid. And it was essentially just two gods going at it. And it was not even just that. You could honestly do the true concept of Superman being hope and good versus Darkseid being the idea of, you know, fear, death, and despair, which is essentially what he was embodying. And in a lot of ways, that was embodied between the two characters. I think, in all honesty, for me, I think the perfect antithesis to this, or for that idea of Darkseid truly becoming, or truly being this, you know, fear, death, and just pure evil, you know, it started with season two when Dan Turpin was killed off. It continued with the two-parter, the finale, Legacy, where, you know, Darkseid ended up mind-controlling Superman. And then from there, you know, made Superman his pawn. After Darkseid told him, either you're going to, you know, join me or you're going to be my pawn. He's like, either way, you know, you're going to get used. Or however which way, you have no choice in the matter. And Darkseid stuck to his word on that one. And it just showed you how great of a villain he was. And how arguably he was somebody that, you know, the writers could really get behind. There's a reason why, you know, Darkseid was the main villain of the Snyder Cut of Justice League. Or why Darkseid's been, you know, a big villain getting going the New 52. And even before that, you know, his prominence has just stayed consistent. And I think it was, you know, better brought out thanks to Superman the Animated Series, as well as better brought out thanks to a lot of things that came out of the John Byrne run, as well as, you know, writers like, you know, Luis and Walter Simonson, and a lot of the work that they put into it. And you could tell that's where a lot of it was, you know, that 80s and 90s comics that really identified Superman, Darkseid, kind of just their ideas. But to get back to the finale of Superman with, like, Legacy Part 1, Part 2, the thing that truly defined it to me is when, you know, Superman just, after losing, you know, any credibility he has with Earth, you know, Kara, his cousin, Supergirl, she's hurt. You know, he's having to talk with Professor Hamilton, who was once an ally of his, and Superman ended up showing the darker side of himself. Told Hamilton, you're going to, you know, help her. And he's like, okay. And he was truly scared of Superman to the point of, you know, it freaked Superman out. And he identified, he's like, in a lot of ways, I'm almost as bad as Darkseid. It just, it gave the idea of, you know, Superman literally is on a razor thin edge of between hero and villain, depending upon the outlook of the person. It literally was just like that. And it really is, you know, better exemplified is when Superman and Darkseid really go at it. And Superman ends up beating Darkseid when Darkseid tries to use his Omega beams. And Superman explodes him right back in Darkseid's face. Superman tosses Darkseid down onto Apocalypse. And when Superman tells the people, he's like, do what you want with him. And the people lift him up and say, are you okay? And they're trying to lift him up. And Darkseid says, you know, you might look at me as a villain, but here, I am God. You know, and in a lot of ways, it solidified the idea of, you know, just because I've been a villain to you does not mean I've been a villain to them. They don't look at me that way. They look at me as a savior, as someone who has made their lives better to an extent. You know, I've protected them. I fed them. I've done things. Yes, am I this true villain? Yeah, I am. But to them, I'm not. And it really solidified the idea of the idea and understanding that, you know, Superman has always been the beacon of hope, been the hero, been the big guy. You know, been the guy that's always fallen on the side of justice. But in this situation, when he did it and when he truly was being the hero, he was vilified. And he was already vilified thanks to Darkseid anyways from the people of Earth, so he lost credibility. And the thing I thought that was really well done for the series was the fact, an idea of, you know, when Superman started out, no one really knew what to think of him. You know, he had to build up one person at a time to get that credibility. He didn't just come in and everyone's like, oh man, Superman, like, let's get behind him. Like, it took time. And it got established very well that, you know, Superman was able to, you know, over time win over people. And then by the end of it, you know, he asked Lois, like, you know, what do I do? He's lost the credibility of people. He's now hated by the U.S. government. He scared someone who was a friend of his, Dr. Hamilton. You know, he's really got nothing left that he really has. Like, he hates having to start over. And Lois tells him, like, you just got to do it one person at a time. And it goes back to the idea of hope. That's what Superman gives everybody. He's not going to be able to, you know, eradicate what happened. But at the end of the day, Superman embodied hope, and Lois gave him hope again at the end of the series, reinvigorating and giving the idea again of the rise and fall and rise again of the hero. And I think that's what really was well done at the end of the day with Superman the Animated Series. And that's why I think that in certain aspects, it kind of gets overlooked because of how good Batman the Animated Series was. But I think, end of the day, if people go back and really watch Superman the Animated Series, they see just how well done it was, how good it really does stay and stand up to modern day versions and interpretations of the character. And just the influence going in from where it was, you know, you had Batman, then Superman, and then all of a sudden once you got, and Static Shock and Batman Beyond, then once you got Justice League Unlimited, you still saw the continued plot points of Superman the Animated Series still affecting Superman going to Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, in particular, you know, with Cadmus, with the government going against Superman, and them really taking it to the Justice League. They're not trusting them. They've seen that the Justice League is not what they wish they could be. They're not heroes. They're warlords to an extent. And after they saw the Justice Lords and all that stuff, and then once you look at even going farther back than that, you look at Superman versus Hamilton, when Superman told Hamilton, you're going to do this, and scared the bejesus out of Hamilton, you know, he had to, you know, Hamilton looked at it as, I can't trust Superman. I need to go and I need to find a way to protect myself and the U.S. government in case he does snap, which later brings up to where they cloned Kara, Supergirl. And a lot of that plot thread was pulled forward, you know, and Darkseid coming back, and Darkseid, you know, still going for the anti-life equation and still really and truly being Superman's greatest villain. All those things truly were, in a lot of ways, pulled from Superman the Animated Series going forward and just seeing the effects that they've had. Yeah, Batman the Animated Series had its true effect on it, but I feel like, personally, Superman animated series, I feel like at the end of the day, had more of an effect and was greater felt at the end of the day. It wasn't just limited to just Batman. I think Batman the animated series, of course, had more impact on Batman Beyond. But at the end of the day, Superman the animated series, I feel like had more impact on Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. So I guess to kind of just start wrapping this up, because I know it is literally just a giant rant on Superman the animated series really being very underrated and underappreciated, in my opinion. So, all in all, it's a great series. It holds up very well. I think for comic book fan, whether you love or hate Superman, if you watch the series, you will find enjoyment from a lot of the aspects that were drawn from and put into the series. And you can tell that there was a lot of love and care that went into making this Superman series. And really and truly the fact that it defines, even my generation, even going forward. If you show it to a child now, I think a lot of kids would still love that character. And they would understand why there are Superman fans and why they're Batman fans. So, end of the day, highly recommend watching it. Definitely say, if you have the extra money to go spend and buy the Blu-ray versions, I do suggest it. They do hold up. If not, if you're somebody who's like, you know what, I want to just go buy the series, you can. They're still available on DVD. If not, if you're like, you know what, I just want to buy it all digital, I just want to watch it that way, you can do that too. But I do suggest, checking it out. And I think if you have HBO Max, I think it is on there too, so you can watch it there. In case you just are already paying for it and you want to use it. But highly recommend watching it. Definitely it's worth a rewatch if you haven't watched it in a long time. But thank you guys for listening. As always, I'm your host, Ian. And you guys can find me on, Anchor, Podbean, wherever you listen to your podcast, as well as you guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram at NerdStuffWithIan. And you guys can email me at NerdStuffWithIan@gmail.com. And with that being said, thank you guys for listening and have a great day. Later.